Hallelujah, yada yahawa, peace and blessing, shalom, 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 salama, salam alaikum, what's poppin', family? Thank you so much for tuning into another segment of Malaka Araya to the Remnant. And today we are going to be reading Genesis chapter 39. Let me tell y'all something though. The other day I thought I was going to come up here and read chapter 39, and I went in a completely different direction. And it's funny because that just had to be the Most High, because the things that I spoke about, I never thought I would be talking about here on my podcast. So anyway, if you're interested, the name of that segment is I Had No Idea This Was Gonna Come Out of My Mouth. That literally is the name of the segment. But okay, family, let's get to it. Genesis chapter 39, and I feel impressed upon to pray. And you know what I'm gonna say? I really hate the fact that sometimes I just press record and I just go and I forget to pray, because this is no small thing that the Most High allows me to speak into your air gates. You know what I'm saying? It's no small thing that the Most High allows me to share His word with His people. So how dare me come up here without praying first, right? I'm repenting right now, family. And so what repenting means is you're not going to do it again. Okay, so I will not do it again. So with no further ado, let's pray. Blessed are you, Yahweh of the armies, creator of the heavens and the earth, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, our Elohim, the Holy One of Yasharal, my Allah, and my salvation, for giving us the spirit of wisdom. Baruch atah Yahweh Sabaoth, Barah HaShamayim VeHaaretz, Alahaykem Shel Abraham Yitzhak BeYaakov, Alahaynu BeAlchrosh Achad Yasharal, Alav Yashaya Shal Netan Lanu HaRuach Chokma. Hallelujah. Let's begin. And hold up, chapter 39 must be going to be juicy, right? Because I meant to say chapter 30, y'all. I'm sorry. We are in chapter 30. All right, hallelujah. Okay, family, so let's begin. And today we're going to be comparing Bereshit chapter 30 in the TS 2009 translation with the Greek Septuagint, because the last reading we did was chapter 29, and we did that comparing it the Latin Vulgate to, I'm not really sure what translation we did, but I definitely know we were in the Latin Vulgate, but I'm not sure if we did the CIFR or the King James or this TS 2009 translation or even the ERV. Those are the translations that I mostly use. So anyway, let's go, fam. And when Rachel saw that she bore Yaakov no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Yaakov, give me children or else I am going to die. And Yaakov, his displeasure burned against Rachel. And he said, am I in the place of Elohim who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb? And she said, see, my female servant Bilhah, go into her and let her bear for me, and let me be built up from her as well. So she gave him Bilhah, her female servant, as a wife, and Yaakov went into her. And Bilhah conceived and bore Yaakov a son. And Rachel said, Elohim has rightly ruled my case, and has also heard my voice and given me a son. So she called his name Dan. And Rachel's female servant Bilhah conceived again and bore Yaakov a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestling, I have wrestled with my sister and have overcome. So she called his name Naphtali. So I find that very fitting that Deborah came from the line of Naphtali, and she was a judge and pretty much the commander of the army, right? Because she's the one who told Barack to go up against a certain sovereign and go to war, right? So I'm not sure if I have the story completely full, right? But I do know that Deborah was a judge and she commanded Barack to go up and fight. And Barack was like, I'll go if you go. All right. And she was from the line of the tribe of Naphtali. And how I found this out was when I read in the book of Tobit. It told us a little bit about Deborah, who was actually Tobit's grandmother, who raised him. Okay. Because his father was an idol worshiper. And anyway, so here we go. Verse 8. And no, we're in verse 9. And Leah saw that she had ceased bearing, and that she ceased bearing, and she took Zilpah, her female servant, and gave her to Jacob as wife. And Leah's female servant Zilpah bore Jacob a son. And Leah said, "Fortune comes." So she called his name Gad. And Leah's female servant Zilpah bore Jacob a second son. Remember, he had 12. He had 12 children with these women. And Leah said, "I am happy, for the daughters shall call me happy." He had a daughter too. But anyway, so she called his name Asher. So what does it mean? For the daughters, Asher means for the daughters shall call me happy. Or Asher, does it just mean happy? Verse 14. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found love apples in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. And Rachel said to Leah, "Please give me some of your son's love apples." But she said to her, "It's a small matter that you have taken away my husband. Would you take away my son's apples too, Patty?" And Rachel said, "Therefore, let him lie with you tonight for your son's apples." So they just passing him around, y'all. I don't know if y'all seeing this story like I'm seeing this story. But Yahweh was just passed around the maid servants. And oh my goodness, she giving him up for some apples. I'm just seeing this like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But nah, for real, Yahweh went through it though, right? He worked 7 years for one wife, was tricked and given the other wife that he was not attracted to or that fond of. Then he had to work 7 more years for this wife here. And it's just like, wow, you know. And now he getting passed around to the maid servant. I bet some of y'all brothers wish y'all was Jacob. All right, anyway. All right, so come on, wait. Oh, poor Jacob and these women. Listen, some of y'all brothers, y'all be thinking that we supposed to do everything exactly the way they did things during the times of our forefathers, right? Now, I'm going to say this and I'm going to keep reading. There are some things that were done that we just need to learn not to do. Okay, and then there are things that we need to learn to do. So I don't know if y'all want to be getting passed around and sold for apples. But look, verse 16. And when Jacob came out of the field in the evening, Leah went out to meet him and said, "Do come in to me, for indeed I have hired you with my son's love apples." And he lay with her that night. He like, "Oh, babe, you bought me for some apples. Let's go. I mean, all right. And Alahayim listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Yaakov a fifth son. And Leah said, Alahayim has given me my heir, because I have given my female servant to my husband. So she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again and bore Yaakov a sixth son. All right, so here's my deal. She supposedly was cross-eyed or not easy on the eyes or something about the eyes, right, with Leah. But he sure was giving her them babies. And Leah said, Alahayim has presented me with a good present. Now my husband is going to dwell with me because I born him six sons. And so look, I want to point this out. They didn't live together. So for all of the poly families living it up in one house, sleeping in the same bed, that is not scriptural. All right? Yeah, because look, she said, Alahayim has presented me with a good present. Now my husband is going to dwell with me because I have borne him six sons. So she called his name Zebulun. And after she bore a daughter, she called her daughter named Dina or Dinah. And Alahayim remembered Rachel. And Alahayim listened to her and opened her womb. See, because father was really allowing all of this because of his plans and his purpose. Okay? So I'm not saying that it was a good thing that she had to buy her husband with some apples. But notice what it is she had to go to the wife that he loved. And that wife that he loved wasn't even his first wife. It was his first choice. But it wasn't his first wife. I wanted to point that out too. All right. And she conceived and bore a son and said, Alahayim has taken away my reproach. So she called his name Yosef and said, Yahuwah has added to me another son. And it came to be when Rachel and her had borne Yosef that Yaakov said to Laban, send me on my way to go to my own place, to my own land. Give my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go. For you yourself know my service which I have done for you. And Laban said to him, if please, I have found favor in your eyes, stay, for I have divined that Yahuwah has blessed me for your sake. See, the way that this language is translated, we don't talk like that, y'all know? Like, he says, for I have divined. I can't wait to see how it's worded in the Septuagint. Probably very similar. I wouldn't be surprised. And I'm going to say this, you know, this translation comes from the Bible Institute. The Bible Institute, who holds near and dear to the people that are today saying they are the children of the scriptures. They're the children of the Bible. They're the people of the book. When I'm telling y'all that the people claiming to be the people of the book, yeah, they was in the book. Well, their ancestors was in the book, but they was Edomites. They were not Yasharah. They were not children of Shem. Okay, so I say that to say These are the people still translating these scriptures and things. All right. So the language and stuff that they use, you know, these words that we speak in these language of in the lands of our captivities, these words be sinister. I'ma tell you. But anyway, I'm going off on a whole nother tangent, right? So he said, "For I have divined that Yahweh or Yah has blessed me for your sake." And he said, "Name me your wages and I give it." So he said to me, "You know how I have served you and your livestock has been with me. For the little you had before I came, for the little you had before I came has increased greatly. And Yah has blessed you since my coming. But now, when am I to provide for my own house too?" And he said, "What do I give you?" And Yaakov said, "Give me naught. If you do this for me, I shall again feed and guard your flocks. Let me pass through all your flocks today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted sheep, and all the black ones among the lambs, and the spotted and speckled among the goats. And these shall be my wages, and my righteousness shall answer for me in time to come, when you come concerning my wages. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and black among the lambs, it is stolen if it is with me." And Laban said, "See, let it be according to your word." And on that day, he set aside the male goats that were speckled and spotted and all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, everyone that had some white in it, and all the black ones among the lambs, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he put 3 days' journey between himself and Yaakov, and Yaakov fed the rest of Laban's flock. And Yaakov took for himself rods of green, poplar. He took rods of green poplar and of the almond and chestnut trees, peeled white strips in them, and exposed the white which was in the rod. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters and in the watering troughs where the flocks came to drink. And they conceived when they drank. Wait, why am I seeing like this, y'all? And I got my glasses on. What's going on? And they conceived when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods. And the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. And Yaakov separated the lambs and made the flocks face toward the speckled. Face toward the sheep that was streaked, and all the black in the flock of Laban. But he put his own flocks by themselves and did not put them with Laban's flock. And it came to be whenever the strong ones of the flock conceived that Yaakov placed the rods before the eyes of the flock in the gutters so they would conceive among the rods. And when the flocks were weak, he did not put them in. So the weak ones were Laban's, and the strong ones, Yaakov's. Thus the man increased very much, and had many flocks, and female and male servants, and camels and donkeys. Wise or trickery? Wisdom or trickery? What says you? What do you think? what I get from this is he learned a little bit from his mama. But at the same time, you know what I mean? He had to use wisdom because, you know, the band was holding on to him when he should have been let him go, right? All right, y'all. So anyway, I don't want you guys to go on my little opinion and my little commentary, which is why I'm really gonna refrain from doing that while I'm reading the rest of the chapters of the book of Genesis. And prayerfully, I will be going from Genesis to Revelation, consistently picking up the tools that is made available to me with this podcast, and just serving up the scriptures, y'all. Reading the scriptures as they are. And also, I will be reading in the apocryphal books because it's necessary. All right. So, anyway, y'all, until next time, thank y'all so much for listening. This is part one. Part two will be the Greek Septuagint translation. And on that note, I'm going to bed because that's why I'm having all these, I feel like these little hiccups in my reading. My eyes is like, go to sleep. So I am. Until next time, that's my time. Thanks for listening.